what's it like to have the specter of everyone gossiping about you as a potential vice presidential running mate as you go traipse around the country?
I think the important thing, I keep reminding folks that this election is not about Joe Biden. It's about Governor Romney and President Obama. I think there are going to be a lot of interesting storylines between now and Election Day, and a lot of things that are going to seem important today that at the end of the day really aren't going to be important when the voters go in the voting booth. And I think the VP speculation is an example of that. I think at the end of the day, whoever the governor picks is not going to be the person that drives this election. I'm sure it'll be a very qualified person. But at the end of the day, I really do think this election is different from many recent elections we have faced for president for two reasons. One, I think that you've got two candidates with very different policy positions, philosophical positions when it comes to the role of government, the level of taxes, how much and what government should be doing, and how to get the economy back on its feet. Secondly, I think the American people understand this is a very consequential election, that this is a very important time in our nation's history, and that the decisions we make will impact not just us, but literally our children and our grandchildren. So, you know, I think that in the next few weeks we're going to hear things about, you know, they'll go and talk about what did the governor do 10 years ago. They'll talk about what happens in his overseas trip. But at the end of the day, I think that when folks start paying attention to the presidential debates, when they go in that voting booth, they're really going to be focused on the bigger issues. Is it really sustainable to borrow $1 trillion a year? Does it really make sense for the government to be spending 24-25% of the economy? What is the right way to reform health care? Has this president's policies worked? Has he kept his promises to grow the economy? I think that's what's going to drive the election.
The other thing that occurs to me, if you think of Sarah Palin, Dick Cheney, and Jack Kemp,
sure,
none of them were out on the hustings pounding the drum for their future running mates. Are you sort of the shiny, look at me object to sort of deflect attention from who the potential pick may be?
I'm flattered that you described me as shiny. That's I think other than my wife, I'm not sure anybody's ever described me in any term close to, and she's never used those terms. A couple of thoughts. One, I do think it's interesting, you know, given all this speculation for the pundits, I can't remember, when was the last time anybody, either party, actually got the vice presidential eventual pick right? And when you look back at it, I mean, Sarah Palin was a surprise to most experts. Dick Cheney was a surprise to most experts. And on the Democratic side, Joe Biden wasn't really on the top of most people's list, if we're honest about it. You know, in hindsight, everybody says they were thinking that. But if you're really honest, you've got to go back, maybe John Edwards, maybe George Bush Sr. were the only two in the last few decades where those were the most, you know, most mentioned or most probable picks. Look, two quick things about the VP. Obviously, we're referring all those questions, comments, whatever, to the campaign. I think my role is to try to focus folks' attention on what I think the important issues are. And you heard me talk inside there about certainly the economy and 41 months of 8% and above unemployment, the growth in federal spending and borrowing, the creation of a new entitlement program when we can't afford the ones we've got in Obamacare. As well as in addition to the borrowing and the economy, just the basic perspective on, do we grow this economy by stimulating the private sector, by keeping tax rates low and predictable, by producing more energy at home, or do we think the answer is more government spending, another stimulus bill? And so I think my role is to try to focus people on what's important in the election, on the substance, to remind voters really what's at stake here.
Speaking of the substance, do you hope Governor Romney reveals more details about tax policy in particular to seal the deal with voters, or can he just depend on voters being upset with the state of the economy?
Two things. One, I think he has shared a lot of details. You know, when you look at the tax code, he's talked about cutting individual marginal rates 20%, cutting the corporate rates. We're no longer paying the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world. He's talked about taking out many of those deductions and loopholes so you have a lower, flatter tax code so it doesn't add to the deficit problems. He's also talked about revamping our government spending, cutting non-defense discretionary spending, reforming our entitlement programs. He has said, for example, he's proposed specific changes in Medicare for younger adults, not for those in Medicare today. He's proposed specific changes to Medicaid, giving states more flexibility. I think you'll hear more details continue to come out as the campaign progresses, and that's a normal evolution as we get closer to the election. But I think he has laid out many, many specific details. I think the contrast is pretty clear. I think that, and I'm sure both campaigns will put out all kinds of position papers. I think people pretty much know, if you want the government that involved in your health care, President Obama is going to continue Obamacare. If you want to see tax increases on small business owners, the president is supporting that plan. If you want to see less production here domestically of energy, the president's limited production of many types of domestically produced energy. If you want instead fewer regulations, more review of the cost of those regulations, lower taxes, less government spending, a more robust private sector. Governor Romney's proposing that. So I think voters know 4 years ago, there was a lot of rhetoric. I think the president was surrounded by a lot of optimism, a lot of hype, a lot of hope and change. I think 4 years later, he's got a track record. He's got a series of broken promises. And you've got two very different directions for the country. I don't think many voters are going to that voting booth confused about what these two men stand for. I don't think many voters are going to be voting based on who's more popular, you know, who looks best on TV. I think they've got a pretty clear, by the end of this campaign, they'll have a pretty clear understanding that these are two very different directions. And if we want more government spending, if we want them to look more like Europe, vote for President Obama. If we want to get the American economy growing again, vote for Governor Romney.